from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Chance, I don't think he would have struck the same tone that he did today. I do think that the nature of Russ's injury is giving Mike cover here.
Man, I just think it's a powder keg situation right now.
Well, how healthy do you think Russ is? Since I asked Donnie, I'll ask you. Do you think he's close to 100%?
No, and I don't think... Well, I think clearly he's not close to 100% for this reason. He self-reported his injury. So he thought it was going to bother him or hamper him enough where he wanted them to know before practices really ramped up last week that his calf was not right. He did that. They didn't pick up on it. A doctor didn't say, look at the way he's moving around. A teammate didn't say, hey, go check on Russ. He went and did that. Mm-hmm. So he, in a way, opened up this can of worms here.
He miscalculated. He probably thought, if I say I'm not quite right, but I say I'm right on Saturday, they'll let me go. But he has built up nothing with this organization and staff that they would treat him that way. Nor should he be treated that way. Ben, for, you know, all he was to them, kind of a headache with the things he'd say, and he'd go on this station and give us great stuff and great quotes and then drive Tomlin insane, they knew if he could, like, function barely, if he was playing at 80% probably, he was going to start, because he knew he was the offensive coordinator his last couple of years. Russ does not have that, man. He's a guy coming in, and I know he's familiar with Arthur Smith's tendencies. This is his first year in Arthur Smith's system, just like it is for Justin Fields.
I don't think I would do this, but I would be tempted to start Russ and really have Justin Fields ready to go almost immediately. And then when,
like,
Russ...
call Wilson's bluff and be like, if you're healthy, I guess you'll show it. Have a bunch of designed rollouts on the first couple plays.
But I honestly think, like, I don't think you can risk that. I don't think you can even roll the dice with that, because that would be not treating this game like a complete farce, but you would be doing something that I think is really more so being done just to placate a guy than doing what's in your team's best interest to win the game.
You'd be placating, but quickly I would say, if you had him on the move as part of a game plan, he's going to have a play action boot here and all that stuff. And it's very clear after one series that he is not right. You've killed two birds with one stone. You've said, hey, we put you out there in the game you desperately wanted to play, and it was there for everyone to see that you just aren't ready to go.
But I don't think that would be doing right by Justin Fields. Like, hey, Justin, we'll see how long we go with Russell Wilson, but just to let you know, you're probably going to play in this game. We're just waiting for Russell Wilson to fail or sink.
That might be a little slap to Fields, but I think if he got in very quickly afterwards, he'd be okay with it. What I will say is, you know who that would be tough for? The offensive line. They got to block differently.
Well, and just think about the fan reaction in Denver if they saw Wilson get benched, Chris. You think they're going to be keyed up for this game now?
You think they'd cheer him if he pulled up lame with his calf like Michael Irvin? They cheer him in Philly?
I don't think it's that. No, I don't think they would do that. Is Denver's not known as a
they're all stoned.
That kind of tough sports town, exactly.
They're happy.
Here's Justin on the fan. He's in Cranberry. Hello, Justin.
Hey, guys. How we doing?
What's up, man?
Hey, just one thing real quick. Something that Tomlin said in his presser that I thought was kind of interesting where he could have squashed this whole quarterback controversy. He was asked if Russ went healthy, if he's going to be the starter, and Tomlin didn't really give a sure answer on who was going to be the starter.
He said, I'm not sure, was how he started that answer. He said, not sure, is what he said.
Right. I just more or less think, you know, if he didn't want to deal with this quarterback drama, he could have squashed it right then and there, and he kind of just left the door open.
Do you think he owes it to Russ to play him in Denver?
No. No, I don't. I will say I'm personally more of a Fields guy myself, but with that being said, I do think Fields gives us the better option just because of his mobility. And I really don't think it's a good idea to put Russ out there if he has a lingering calf issue, just like you guys have been saying with the Achilles. Does he really want to go out there in week two and kind of stress that?
I don't think Russ is thinking that way because
I think he's
feeling like if I don't get out there and Fields plays another good game, it's curtains for me. Did he have R2-D2 in the background there, beginning of that call?
What does R2-D2 sound like?
Beep, boop, beep, boop, beep, boop, beep. That's also our fan computer, I think.
Maybe. Maybe he was getting ready to watch James Earl Jones' stirring rendition of Darth Vader.
You put takes out on this show that people often text me about and are like, what is Pony thinking? You have gotten savaged for that take. My mentions, my buddies texting me, DMs, what is this guy smoking? Is he insane?
For what? For being right that Mufasa was a bigger character in the role of a lifetime for James Earl Jones?
Dan
I'll die
messaged
on that hill.
Me. I'm late to this, but Darth Vader has a gargoyle designed after him on the National Cathedral in Washington, D.C.
Yes, gargoyles are always the
barometer
of whether
he's a much bigger character than Mufasa.
Not.
Six movies made where he is the primary character. Mufasa is not even the main character of The Lion King.
Here is Rich in New Kensington. Hello, Rich.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, man.
Hey, so I just hope to be a major component to this discussion, but my thoughts are I think if we're not already in the QB controversy, we're on the brink of one big time because, as you guys have said, you know, Fields does start Sunday, let's play hypotheticals, and Russ doesn't get his revenge game, then what, right? Then week three, he's better, he's healthy, and he's throwing a stink, he's pouting, all this and that. Do you think if the Steelers are known to ride with a hot hand and he's pouting on the sidelines, do you think down the road there's a possibility Russell Wilson's traded from the Steelers? I mean, Green Bay has a
he has a no-trade clause,
right,
so he would have to dictate that on his own.
How about the Giants, where he was flirting with if Daniel Jones continues to suck?
Exactly. There's a lot of opportunities right now.
Yes, it seems like it's completely insane, but I can't rule it out based on the way they've gotten rid of guys who didn't want to be here midstream in the past. If Justin Fields plays well and it confines and it glues Russell Wilson to the bench and he knows that he needs to play to continue his career this season, I can't imagine that he's going to be cool with that, knowing his personality. I don't think he's going to be like, all right, well, I lost the job. Let me do everything in my power to make Justin Fields
a
better player.
There's got to be some.
The guy's talked about winning multiple Super Bowls from here on out.
There's got to be some part of Russell Wilson, and I'm not even saying this negatively, that hopes if Justin Fields does play in this game that he plays horribly. I would imagine if you could give Russ truth serum, he'd be silently
and playing so
that.
Bad that Tomlin has to bring Russell in off the bench
as
in
the
game.
The true white
and he
knight.
He comes in and he guides them to victory. Yeah.
Riding in on the white horse. Don't they have a white horse in Denver?
They do.
My God, it's perfect for him.
Well, the actual mascot is a white
right,
Bronco.
That's what I mean.
That looks a lot like John Elway. Because John Elway does have
horse teeth. When you said white Bronco, I said, well, I think of Southern California more than Denver. But
the guy does have horse teeth.
Oh, my God. You think
Bill
loves
Cowher
carrots?
And Doran can get new teeth, John Elway, get some new teeth.
He has
get normal teeth.
He has I think, the biggest teeth of any celebrity.
Just
large teeth.
They really are.
Mr. Ed.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
You know, sometimes that's overblown, okay? If he's on the sideline, he's not making plays. The guys on the field are the guys that got to make the plays, and...
At 3:15, time to stop blindly paying those increasing auto and home insurance premiums. Contact the Buell Insurance Agency in Gibsonia, see what they can do for you. Save 50% on installation of gutter helmet during their fall sale. This month only, 885-HELMET. Fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service. Okay, Mike Tomlin there was asked a question about if Russell Wilson isn't playing Sunday, can he lend a helping hand from the sidelines because he's familiar with Denver's offense and played for Sean Payton last year. And Mike Tomlin didn't want to have any of that. He did not think that that was really anything that was going to be all that useful to the Steelers' attempts to win the
game.
Do
you read into that? Because I do. I read into that like I'm not going to give Russell Wilson, I'm not going to like go out of my way to praise the guy at the moment right now. I don't know.
So do you think that goes back to what Will Graves tweeted, that maybe internally they're upset that
Russell
Wilson
happy.
Tried to make it seem like he could play and they decided to not play him?
I just think they don't like that the player put that out there, because then it does make it look like they just like Justin Fields better, when I just don't think Russell Wilson was particularly close to being healthy enough to play. I think Will makes
a good
point.
So then why does Russ do things like that then? To like get over with the court of public opinion and try to make himself look like he's the ultimate gamer and ultimate warrior and ultimate like tough guy?
I think it's more the idea that Russ is just going to do his thing. Like when you would hear these stories from his teammates in previous stops saying if you wanted to get a hold of him, you had to talk to his like people. Like he didn't give his teammates a cell phone number.
What?
Donnie, tell me you've heard these stories.
That can't be right.
His posse. Got to talk to his posse about it.
I want to say it was a defensive lineman, maybe.
So you don't think Cam Hayward has Russell Wilson's phone number?
Guys have told stories from his previous teams. I think it was a defensive lineman either in Denver or Seattle where he wanted to like talk to Russ and was basically told, like, you've got to go through his team.
Here is Steve in Moon Township. Hello, Steve.
Hey, good day.
Good day.
How are you guys doing?
We're good, Steve.
I've been waiting a while, so my thoughts are kind of scattered, but that's okay. I'm here now.
Do you need
now.
A call pause? Do you need us to play something to help you collect your thoughts, or are you good?
No, I'm good. I'm good.
All right.
About the posse, we'll start there. That's the other three teams in the NFC or the AFC North with us.
Okay.
They're all coming after us. That's what posses do. They come after you.
Well, they're not doing a very good job at that because they're all 0-1, and the quarterback in Cleveland is horrible and now alleged of doing more bad stuff, Steve.
Well, all that's going to change, like it always does.
What do you mean?
But that's what the quarterback situation is going to change.
Okay. The quarterback situation is going to change.
Everything. The whole season is going to change. It's early yet.
Well, change is inevitable. That. Life is change, Steve.
So let's let Justin Fields play. He's the hot hand. It's Tomlin's fault in a sense that there is a quarterback controversy because he's not handling it the right way.
So what's the right way to handle it?
There's no I in team is what he has to tell them. And that saying is so old. That's what it really boils down to.
And the light bulb goes on for Russell Wilson when he says that. And he's like, you're right. I shouldn't take it personally.
I've thought about the word team for many years and never realized there was not an I.
I shouldn't take it personally that you're benching me in Denver or not playing me in Denver where I've...
Steve, would you say that it's...
He's gone.
Okay. I was going to say, I don't think we're dealing with like little kids who have never really been on a team before. We're dealing with a 35-year-old guy who's won a Super Bowl and been to another one. There's no I in team does not matter too much to Russell Wilson.
I mean, he's probably legitimately had dreams or like played pretend football in his backyard. Well, he doesn't have a backyard here in Pittsburgh, but if he did, or maybe in his gigantic apartment of him like orchestrating the winning drive in Denver and then has practiced his post-game
comments. I thought you were going to say that he's like dreamed of Mike Tomlin standing on one side of him and him being handed the Lombardi as the MVP, and he's got like that basic look.
He's probably done that too.
I think he's practiced and rehearsed
what he's going to say when he gets the game ball after they win in Denver.
He's got the ball in his right hand. He's pointing at like his supporters in the crowd.
Here's Bob on the fan. Hello, Bob.
Hey, afternoon, guys.
Hello.
You bet, Bob.
Hey, you got it? You hear me?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. So, look, this team has to stack wins, right? Before the bye week, they have got to. So, Moses, you just mentioned 35-year-old, right? So, I'm gonna bring a little science into this. So, you got a 35-year-old guy who's probably not quite in game shape yet, who's gonna go to the altitude town, right?
Mm-hmm.
Moses, do you know what the FiO2 of the air up there is?
Oh, I've been studying the FiO2 of the air in Denver for a long time.
You know, it's not as bad as Colorado Springs, but it's pretty bad.
That's why all the athletes for like distance running train at Colorado Springs, Bob.
Yeah. You got it. Yeah, so it's 17%. Normal is 21, right? So, and then you know what V.O2 means?
Mostly. Your VO2 max?
Yes. So you're going to put in this guy. Well, are you kidding me? There's no way they're going to play Russell next week. And I don't care if he's... Oh, I got to come back and do my thing. And no. And I don't think the coaches care. They're listening to their sports medicine guy, and, you know, he's telling them.
I don't think it has anything to do with cardiovascular shape because he's not going to be a running quarterback. I think it has everything to do with his calf isn't close to healthy, and there is some debate about whether that makes you more susceptible to an Achilles.
You're applying very good logic to a situation where we're dealing with emotional human beings. Something highly emotional happened to him where they told him in Denver, you're not good enough to play here anymore. And he got jettisoned and was given an unbelievable amount of money to just go away. Okay, that is stuck in this guy's craw the entire time. And look, I would say this is, you know, he needs to just suck it up. But we literally had our number one insider say he was pouting and he was unhappy after the Atlanta game. So how is he going to take this?
Well, you know what? It's about the team, dude. It's not about you, Russell Wilson. We need Sunday. We need to win. And Justin gives us the best chance. There's no question about it.
All right. See, at this time yesterday when we were talking about this, I don't think every Steelers fan was saying no question about it. Justin Fields gives the Steelers a better chance to win this game.
Is Jalen Warren fully healthy?
That's a slippery slope. In the football world. He's healthy enough, certainly.
All right, Donnie Football, everybody. His stature, his status in Pittsburgh continues to climb and skyrocket. And at 3:30 on Tuesdays, he finds a Tomlin tidbit, a morsel, a soundbite from Tomlin that among the 30 minutes of cute minutiae, something that stands out to him. While Tomlin is making the Denver Broncos out to be the Orange Crush team of the late 70s, Donnie is finding things that only stand out to him. This appears to be a clip about Jalen Warren's health.
Yeah, and it seemed like he was caught a little bit, and Chris, I thought, used the right term while we listened live. Mike was caught a little bit flat-footed by this because all the questions were about the quarterback and who we believe to be Ashley Liotis from Channel 4 came diving in there.
He's a bulldog in these press conferences.
At the right time about Jalen Warren, who, for what I would think is health-related, only played 21 snaps on Sunday. 31% of the offensive snaps. He got two carries. He got two grabs through the air. I think it's absolutely health-related. I don't think he's healthy. Tomlin says slippery slope. I feel like he kind of tipped his hand a bit right there at the beginning.
No, I think he. I don't think
he
tipped
said,
his
oh,
hand.
Oh, he's healthy enough.
No, I don't think he tipped his hand. What do you do? What's greater than tipping your hand? Fully showing your hand?
Lay it on the table,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, I think he showed the hand, and the hand is this guy is barely. He's healthy enough to get into the game, but he said slippery slope. If he was just healthy and the guy got phased out of the game plan or was in the doghouse for some reason, which I find hard to believe, he would have just said so. He would have just said, yes, he's healthy. Slippery slope is an automatic. Of course the guy's not healthy. And yes, I'm extra pissed about this because it cost me a fantasy matchup.
But there is something else here that's interesting because Tomlin is talking about Jalen Warren as being healthy enough. He's not 100%. He's not what he was before this hamstring injury, but everyone has bumps and bruises related to play, or however he usually says that.
They're a component of play.
He's going to play, but I would be lying to you if I said this guy is in pristine condition. He's not doing that with Russell Wilson. Like, the calf, hamstring, I know it's not the same injury, but it is interesting to me and instructive to me that on one hand, there's the expectation that the guy is going to play through it, although not play as much because of the injury. With the other guy, it's, hey, we have... Because it's about the options there. It's about Broderick Jones backing up Chuk, so when Chuk says something stupid, Tomlin can be heavy-handed and bench the guy. Jalen Warren, I like more than Najee Harris, but Najee Harris is there, and the offensive coordinator loves Cordarrelle Patterson.
And Harris ran well in that game and ran hard, so it's even easier to, I think.
So they can play Jalen Warren less because he's not 100%. If Kyle Allen was the Steelers' backup quarterback and not Justin Fields, I think Russell Wilson would have played on Sunday against Atlanta. Your depth, I think, dictates a lot of the way you handle injured players.
If Alex Highsmith tweaks a groin or something, they would be cautious with him because they'd feel like we have Nick Herbig we can stick over there and feel good about.
Yeah, who are the guys that they would not do that with? Pickens?
If George Pickens had one of his ankles hanging off of his leg, Tom would be like, get a big roll of tape and send him back out there.
I mean, that's like a Mayday level 5 if something happens to him.
I think honestly, Joey Porter Jr. is up there too.
I would agree. Trice did not play much. Zach Frazier's probably already there because who are they going to slot in at center?
Well, I would have answered Spencer Anderson before, but now he's the starting left guard. I thought Zach Frazier played a nice little football game on Sunday.
He
didn't get a game ball from Don, but he had to at least garner some consideration from Donnie.
Well, he got a game ball, but then when he snapped it to Fields, it was on the ground. That's the only reason I would have given him a little bit of a ding, but man, he warmed to the task big time as the game rolled on. You know what? I got to throw a flag on myself here right now. We laugh at Tomlin for saying component or this or that or whatever.
You're doing it now. You're guilty of it.
I'm guilty. I say warm to the task way too much.
Well, that's like the way people have adopted some of Clint Hurdle's expressions.
Well.
That'll play. The fastball plays. The bat plays.
Oh,
the changeup plays. The slider plays. The speed plays.
That'll play, though. The phrase that'll play is an old golf phrase.
But Hurdle used to use it ad infinitum, constantly.
Mm-hmm.
And then he'd say, shower well, you're right. Pebble in the shoe or stone in the shoe. That whole
BS.
Stupid crap.
Well, Clint wished me a happy birthday, didn't he?
Oh, he had a lot of nice things to say about Mulls.
Yeah. But I'm going with, I say bathe.
Mulls, Clint Hurdle.
Oh, boy, here we go.
Hey, Mulls, it's former Pirates manager Clint Hurdle. You were always my favorite talk show host when I was back in the Berg. Much better than Starkey.
Yeah, it was good.
Anyway, I got to stop saying warm to the task, and I like that phrase too, but
Yeah, Frazier was really good, man. He was excellent. Not excellent. He was very good.
Donnie, thank you for this Tomlin tidbit. Here is Eric on the fan. Hello, Eric.
What's up, fellas? First time caller.
Great.
Go Dukes, by the way.
Put them up.
As in the Duquesne Dukes.
What if it was the James Madison Dukes?
No.
Put them up, Eric. Like put up those Dukes.
No. A couple quick points, fellas. Of course, you know, Russell Wilson's going to be upset. You know, he's a competitor, and that's what competitors do. They're upset. They want to get a crack at that. So you can't fault him for that. But realistically here, fellas, we got to find out what we have for the future. And by no means are the Steelers tied to Russell Wilson. I mean, if he's going to play good enough, if he's healthy for 17 games, to not take him out for Justin Fields, and then what do you do at the end of the year? If you have the first two games of Russell, you know, nursing a calf, you got to find out what you have in Justin Fields. He has a contract year coming up.
Do you agree with Donnie that as long as Fields plays well, it doesn't really matter what Wilson's health is? He continues to play for that reason?
Absolutely. I think he needs to play well. I think he needs to put up at least a couple touchdowns and show that he can. This first game plan was obviously conservative. They wanted him to throw outside the numbers, use his legs to make plays, but he's dynamic, man. I think they'll open up the game plan a little bit here and see what he's got.
Yeah, thank you, Eric, and call back again. And yes, go Duquesne Dukes.
I do not think
they will open it up more. Why would they? They're playing a rookie quarterback who averaged 3 yards a throw.
He had a historically inept passing performance relative to how many times they dropped him back. He, Ben Roethlisberger, and Jesse Palmer, the only guys with 42 more.
My God, it's going to be another game where Tomlin feels like his defense is going to win it for him.
They did not. I saw a bunch of people post this passing chart. They did not even have Justin Fields. Now, it's partly Fields' discretion, too. Not one throw inside the hash marks. Not even an attempt. Not a throw 2 yards over the middle. Nothing. Everything outside the hashes.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.